he'll probably be here.
Good evening, this is a meeting of City of Lake Butler City Commission. Today's date's August 17, 2021. It's 6 p.m. Commissioner Stevens?
Here.
Commissioner Beasley?
Here.
Commissioner Sermons?
Here.
Commissioner Redmond?
Here.
City Manager?
Yes, sir.
City Attorney?
Here.
Myself, Mayor Jack Shank is here. If y'all would please stand for the opening prayer and follow by the pledge.
Heavenly Father, bless this meeting today and all those present. We pray right now that you and your Son will be glorified in how we conduct ourselves in the business matters for the community and the city of Lake Butler. We seek your guidance in our decision-making, the freedom to speak and make sound and wise decisions that will be for the benefit of all citizens of Lake Butler. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
We have approval of the agenda format.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Pursuant to Florida statutes, members of the public should be given a reasonable opportunity to be heard on a proposition before the city commission. Upon the recognition by the mayor, any person may address the city commission on any subject, either included on the agenda or any other subject. Speakers are requested to approach the podium and give their name and address to the city clerk to be reflected in the minutes of the meeting. Remarks are limited to up to 4 minutes. If additional time is needed, the city commission may grant the time needed. Comments are to be directed only to the mayor. He or she will determine if staff need to interact. This is the time for the public discussion on any subject on or off the agenda, as the remainder of the meeting is for the commission interaction. The city commission wishes to maintain orderly conduct and proper decorum in a public meeting, so thank you for your time and attention. Anybody?
I think that gentleman back there, do you want to talk about your trailer?
Yes.
Now's your time. Come on up here to this podium and please state your name and your address.
Yeah, Brady Jackson, 605 Southwest 3rd Street. I got a piece of property East Lake Butler, registered for single one. I spoke with Miss Amanda earlier, and she's supposed to get back on me why this property had been rezoned, and when did it start being rezoned? Did you ever come up with anything on that?
I think I can answer that. The zoning was done back in the 90s.
Okay.
And that area you're talking about over there by the car wash?
Down close.
South of the car wash?
Yeah.
Yeah, that area is on residential single family one.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get it to be a registered single two. 25 feet from the front, 15 from the back, and 10 from the side. And I got a copy from the property appraiser. Uh-huh. This property has been granted ever since 1970. It was grandfathered in, if you want to look at it.
Well, the zoning, the city attorney, he may be able to help me, but when the city did the zoning, that's an empty lot. And also that lot is only 100 by 100 feet. And under the zoning of RSF1, minimum size for that area to build on is 20,000 square feet. It's only 10,000 square feet.
But it's already been grandfathered in 1970. You cannot rezone it. It's already been grandfathered in.
Additionally, It's not designed for mobile homes. It's not for site-built homes.
Well, if I don't get what answer I need to take with, whatever I need to take for.
You're correct. Your explanation was correct.
All right.
Anything else? Anybody else? Okay, consent agenda.
I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda included and act upon with one motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, election of officers. The time has come for y'all to select the mayor. Surrender my seat to the city attorney.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As always, what we'll do is to take nominations for the position of mayor. After any nominations are received, or all nominations are received, any member can move to close the nominations. I'll take a vote on that. If the nominations are closed, then we'll vote upon the candidates that are up for nomination or up for the position of mayor. So at this time, are there any nominations for the position of mayor?
I nominate Jack King.
Are there any other nominations? Is there a motion to close the nominations?
I'll make a motion to close the nominations.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the motion to close the nominations? If there's no discussion, all in favor of closing the nominations, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed by like sign. Motion carries. Mayor Shank, congratulations on your next term.
Thank you, sir.
I'll surrender back to you. For this election of last night.
Okay. How about you do that since you got all that?
I'll do that. Are there any nominations for the position of vice mayor?
Any other?
Are there any other nominations? If there are no other nominations, is there a motion to close the nominations?
I'll make a motion to close the nominations.
Is there any discussion on the motion to close the nominations? If there's no discussion, all in favor of closing nominations, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed by like sign, motion carries. All in favor of the nomination of Annette Redmond to the position of vice mayor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed by like sign, motion carries. Congratulations, Vice Mayor Redmond.
Welcome to my world.
Okay,
moving on. Special presentation. Sarah Campbell, town manager of the town of Orange Park.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, everyone. My name is Sarah Campbell, 2042 Park Avenue, Orange Park, Florida. It's my pleasure to be here with you tonight. I recognize some familiar faces from the League of Cities dinners. We've been here to your community many of times. I've never been to your City Hall, though, so this is a great pleasure, and it's a beautiful space. You should be very proud of it. The reason I'm here tonight is on behalf of the Florida City and County Managers Association to present you with a certificate. The Florida City County Managers Association is a membership group for all the city managers in the state. Mr. Walker is a member, and we fall under the umbrella of the International City Managers Association. I brought with me a copy of our Code of Ethics to give to you, and I'll read from it now for you. It says that the mission of ICMA is to create excellence in local government by developing and fostering professional local government management worldwide. To further this mission, certain principles, as enforced by the rules of procedure, shall govern the conduct of every member of ICMA. So I'm not going to read through these 12 rules here, but these are the code of conduct for all professional city managers to follow. And that's what sets apart city council manager forms of government from other forms of government. You have a professional city manager who's credentialed, who's dedicated to these ideals, and who follows this code of ethics. And it sets the tone of your community apart from other communities because of that. So I will share this with the clerk if y'all would like a copy. And then I have a certificate of recognition. And this is to recognize your longstanding commitment to the Council Manager form of government. The Florida City and County Management Association celebrates with the City of Lake Butler on the 25th anniversary of your city's recognition by the ICMA of its operation under the Commission Manager form of government, awarded August 17, 2021, signed by Horace McHugh, President of the Florida City County Managers Association. Congratulations, this is for you. And if you, Mayor, if I could present it to you and maybe Manager Walker out front. Can I have somebody take a picture for us? Thank you.
Somebody's got to do it. It's specialized.
All right. Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you very much. Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor.
Financial reporting period ending July 31st, 2024.
Okay, you ready?
Commissioners. Financials that you have in front of you represent the 10 out of 12 months of this fiscal year. Overall, all the funds are performing trending close to budget. We expect that to continue for the next couple of months. If you have any questions, as you can come to page 2, by all means, see me out.
Have you all had a chance to look in?
Make a motion to accept the financial reporting for the period of October 1st, 2020 through July 31st, 2021.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Okay, we have before us item number 5, ordinance number 2021-04. It's an ordinance addressing sexually oriented businesses. This will be the first reading.
Mr. Mayor, last month we had presented this. There was a concern about the phrase massage parlor, so we took that out. And now it should be clean. The words that didn't count.
I looked through it coincidentally again just a few days ago, and it seems to have been cleaned up.
Just need a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the first reading of ordinance number 2021-04. All right. By title.
Ordinance number 2021-04, an ordinance of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, to regulate the location and operation of sexually oriented businesses in order to promote the health, safety, and general welfare of the citizens of the city, and to establish reasonable and uniform regulations to prevent negative secondary effects of sexually oriented businesses within the City of Lake Butler, Florida, offering and providing severability, repealing all ordinances in conflict, and providing an effective date.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next, we have a motion to vacate a right-of-way. This right-of-way, unless I'm mistaken, this right-of-way is the one located over there off of 238. If you're heading south on 231 and hang a right on 238, there's an empty lot, and then there's a long rectangle building, and right behind it is a piece of property with a derelict house that's slowly being refurbished. We have a piece of right of way on the south side, on the south side of that building. It's about a 15-foot utility right of way. It has no utilities in it. Am I correct?
Okay. I'm trying to follow where you're at.
Okay, Vernon's house over there on 238. There's a about a 15-foot right of way running east and west. According to our diamond maps, there's nothing there but the dirt.
Yeah, sounds right.
Okay. Anyway, Mr. Dukes has appealed to the city to ask the city to abandon that portion of the right of way because that would give him a piece of continuous property between his existing property and a piece of property DOT just gave adjacent to 238.
Normally on these kind of requests, we're given a legal description of the property so that the property appraiser can use it and so that the title is marketable. That's normally accomplished using a sketch and a description that's paid for by the applicant. It may be that Mr. Dukes can give him a description, which will be sufficient for our needs. We then put it in a resolution form, and then we have a public hearing on the request. And if it's approved, then it's recorded in the public records of the county. And if he wants a deed of that property, he can get a deed. He owns both sides of that right of way.
According to, this will be his too, as well as theirs.
Okay. Because when you vacate a right of way, one half goes to the owner of the property on each side of the property. Right. So if he owns both sides of it, he gets all of it.
Yeah. He's in the process of DOT surrendering. He's south of him, so he'll have them all in
company. Oh, they haven't done it yet?
They're in the process.
I can do a resolution. I just have to have a legal description.
Okay.
And I don't need a full survey. A sketch and a description will do. If he goes to see Bruce will tell him just what he needs. And then I'll do a resolution, and then we can have a public hearing on it. And then it gets recorded once it gets approved in the public records, and then Bruce gets the deed, and then he'll adjust his records accordingly. I say that he'll get the resolution. If Mr. Dukes wants a deed, he either needs to prepare one, or he needs to, I can prepare one for him, and the city does not pay for that.
Okay.
The applicant pays for it.
So the law's making Dukes' part?
Well, Bruce can tell him what to do. He'll know what to do. He may be able to give him the description. I don't know whether he can or not.
So will we give it to him or he purchases it?
We just give it to him. Okay. Let me do that, yes.
You put it on the tax rolls.
And then he gets put on the tax rolls. Okay. 300ths of an acre probably will make a lot of difference, but It
every 50 cents helps.
But every 50 cents helps, yeah, that's true.
Sure. The bigger that single parcel is, the more it's worth.
Yes, that's true.
Well, I will.
So we can table this then?
Yeah, I guess. Do we need a motion to go forward with that?
If there's any objection to the idea of doing it, it would be nice if someone would voice that objection. Other than that, there's really nothing to vote on until there's a resolution in the public hearing. But if someone has some issue with doing that, then that might be the time to talk about it, because obviously once I become involved, then there'll be time expended in that effort.
So no issue here?
Okay.
So we just said get with Mr. Dukes to let him know what he needs to do?
I'll rattle his schedule, see, and tell him exactly what he needs to do. Let's see. Item number 7, ordinance number 2021-09 is an ordinance regulating arcade amusement centers and gambling.
Uh-huh.
what it's worth, that this ordinance was developed at the request of our code enforcement officer, because as some people may have seen in the paper, things happening in Stark, there's criminal activity that becomes attached to some of those arcades, amusement arcades that become gambling dens, and they want to get ahead of them. The code enforcement officer would like to get ahead of it before it becomes a problem. They've already closed one down several years ago to try to come up here on Main Street, and that's why he requested this as a tool for law enforcement to contain it.
I'll make a motion to approve the first reading of ordinance 2021-09 to be read by title only.
Ordinance number 2021-09, in ordinance of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, to regulate the operation of arcade amusement centers and gambling for the general welfare of the city, and to establish reasonable and uniform regulations to prevent negative secondary effects of arcade games and gambling within the City of Lake Butler, Florida, offering and providing severability, repealing all ordinances in conflict, and providing an effective date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That was the first reading. And moving on, the city attorney contract has come up again. If you all had an opportunity to review the letter on the issue, then you'll see that there's four or five recommendations of different paths that the commission could elect to take. We can rewrite the contract several different ways. We can request a proposal for legal services, advertise for a request for a proposal for legal services, another option contracting at $300 an hour with no retainer fee, and all of that is on the table for the commission's pleasure.
If I might just briefly address the history of what my contract is. I became the attorney in 1994, and at that time I had an hourly rate and a retainer, and that was discontinued when Richard Tillis became the city manager, and I was then fixed on a salary for some period of time. When Mr. Tillis left, and that was, had been after we were in the building, but I don't know that he was in the building for a long time after he came into it, Mr. Birchtold became the manager. And when Mr. Birchtold became the manager, I then wrote a contract that called for $750 retainer and $150 an hour for services. That contract remained untouched until Mr. Walker became the city manager, and then he increased the retainer by $50 and the hourly billing by $15. What that means is that probably for more than a decade, probably about 12 years, my contract has just gone one minor modification. In the meantime, attorney rates and city attorney rates have increased dramatically. And at this time, my retainer is $800 with the city. All cities that I represent pay a retainer. And the other cities that I represent are paying $250 an hour, which is at the low end of the scale. The mayor of La Crosse did an extensive study when I asked her to reconsider my agreement, and she went and did a big study. And that is still toward the bottom end of what attorneys are charging. But that's the history of how I came to be here and the reason that I'm requesting that increase. I know that we've used outside counsel on a couple of issues, and I believe that they're probably charging in the neighborhood of $300 an hour to $450 an hour. Is that right, Mr. Walker?
$400.
So $250 an hour, I think, still represents a bargain.
I haven't come and asked the council for much, the commission for much over the years. Actually, I didn't even request the increase that Mr. Walker so generously recommended to the commission before. And, but the rate had not changed in years and years. And he suggested here possibly a renewable 3-year contract, that it would be 3 years plus 3 years. I'm happy to do that. Of the four options, I really prefer the first option, which is most closely resembles the arrangement that I have with my other municipalities and the arrangement that I've had with the city of Lake Butler since I became the attorney, except for that brief duration under Mr. Tillis.
You said we're currently paying you
$800 per time. Correct, and $165 an hour.
So you need a motion to hire Mr. Maynard?
Well, you can elect to bid out the position if for some reason you want to look at other people for the position, or you're dissatisfied with the representation the city's getting. But if you like the representation, I'm certainly willing to continue. And I would request that modification though. So yes, a motion to go with option one would be certainly acceptable to me. And then we could just go ahead and prepare an agreement pursuant to that option.
I'll make motion to accept option one. I made the motion.
I thought we had a motion on the floor. Hey, yeah. I didn't make one.
Oh, no, are you asking the question?
No, you asked the question.
Okay, sorry about that.
So, Ray made a motion.
Yeah.
You want a second?
You and Ray and somebody.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
So what that means is you're going to draft a new contract for the city manager or for the commission?
Correct. And is the commission opposed to a renewable 3-year contract, which would be a total of two possible terms?
Okay, so that'd be...
So that'd be 2024, right?
Doing three now would end just in September 24. And then what would that be? Renewable annually or renewable for another 3 years?
For the 3 years. So I think that was Mr. Walker's intention.
Two threes.
So when would that end?
27. Long after I'm on.
Okay.
We might should have the record reflect a motion to that effect. It would be a 3-3.
Yeah, and the motion also would reflect that. It would be 3-3 if only talk is set by the...
That's what option one says.
That's what option one says.
That's good. We're good. Thank you all.
So let's move from that garbage to wastewater, to solid waste. The solid waste contract is up, and I think Mr. Walker is going to give us a real detailed description of where we're at.
Well, it's not up until 2022,
well,
right?
It's not up to the spring of 2022, okay. And I'm just making you aware of that. If that's what you want to do is go out for bids, we'll have to go for an RFP. But I've talked to a GFL, which was WCA, and they would love to continue on, and they've already got some figures that they're going to, you know, present to us that are very similar to what we already have.
Did the issues go away concerning the damage to the streets caused by its vehicles?
Yeah, well, they've contributed money for the last 3 years.
So they did mitigate it?
So it's helped offset that.
Good.
We've got funds set aside for that as soon as Public Works gets...
I mean, how will it happen?
...gets their act together. So that's just to tell you that it's on the horizon. It's coming at you here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, was there a discussion that they'll continue with that contribution?
No, they'd like to eliminate the contribution and basically keep the residential rates the same or similar to what they are now. and then increase the commercial a little bit.
Increase the what?
Commercial.
Which for the citizens probably would be pretty good, because I haven't checked garbage rates lately, but we've been, for the last 4 years? No, for the last 5 years, we've kept the same rate.
Yeah,
I think
the rates are good.
That's probably pretty good.
Okay.
Anyway, that's on our horizon. Okay, we now have a grant for the purchase of land for the wastewater treatment plant discussion.
Mr. Mayor, you have an amended agreement on your desk. It doesn't really need council action, but it can. It's basically saying that the Suwannee River Water Management District and the DEP are ready to give us $400,000 to purchase land for the wastewater treatment plant. And it's just the second amendment to, the first one was they gave us $3 million, now they gave us $400,000, so.
Oh, okay.
The $3 million is for the design, but this $400,000 is for the property. And we're getting close to, hopefully in the next, by this meeting, this time, next meeting, we'll have it all paid for.
Dale, is that something that I have to sign?
No.
Okay, good.
It's just been there.
Okay.
Okay, now just some information though, right?
Yeah.
And item number 11, community development, community development block grant.
We're applying for a mitigation funding from CDBG, about $2 million. Challenge is going to be we need to have this four-factor analysis for limited English proficiency, and we just need to adopt the recipe. We don't have anybody because we don't exceed that oral translation requirement, but we still have to adopt the resolution. This is a CDBG part of the grant.
What we need is just a motion to approve the four-factor analysis.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to approve the four-factor analysis.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Union County Centennial.
Mr. Mayor, this is, we've been approached by the Rotary Club to donate $5,000 for the firework display for the Centennial of Union County for October. The current budget reflects $3,200, so we've donated our Townsend Green Building, we've donated the Community Center, so we would need a budget adjustment for that. $1,800.
Historically, I realize you only were here for 1 or 2 Fourth of July, but based on your recollection, what's our expenditures when we do the Fourth of July that we didn't do this year?
It's closer to $5,000.
So that would have been an adjustment we would have to make anyway. So the vote on making the
budget adjustment for contributing to $5,000, and we start presuming that they'll make the money.
I make a motion that we adjust the budget from $3,200 to $5,000 for the Centennial Dog Celebration for the city.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Trailer for a mini excavator. Somebody has been doing some wheeling and dealing.
We have a grant for a mini excavator, and that should be coming in September. And we've sold a lot of surplus equipment that's generated $12,000.
Yeah, pretty close, right around.
So we're looking to buy a trailer at the hall and then the excavator on. So it's not going to cost us anything because we've sold some of our old stuff.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion to approve the quote from Texas Trailers for $5,690.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Ordinance number 2021-10. This is an ordinance, it's actually, I would say, an amendment to an existing ordinance. Regarding parking in the city of Lake Butler. I guess you all have had a chance to review it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got not through, it would be wrong to say throughout the city, but we have some areas within the city where there's a problem with right-of-ways being constructed to the point that through traffic is delayed or obstructed, and a solution to that because the problem areas are areas where vehicles are left parked for days, weeks, and in some cases months on end. The solution to that problem, I think, is in this ordinance because it prohibits parking on city right-of-ways between the hours of 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. for more than 30 minutes. And of course, enforcement would be up to the sheriff's office. If the ordinance is passed, people would be blindsided because the areas where it would apply, where there would be signage from both directions for that block only, because the way the ordinance is written, the signage, you can't do it for 4 or 5 or 20 blocks. It's each block standalone. It would help knock down all the complaints about the streets being constructed, and it's another tool in the toolkit for the sheriff's office.
Well, I make a motion to approve the first reading of ordinance 2021-10 by title only.
Ordinance number 2021-10, an amendment to Chapter 46, Streets, Sidewalks, and Other Public Places to regulate the parking of motor vehicles within the city of Lake Butler, Florida, for the safety and general welfare of the citizens of Lake Butler, offering and providing severability, repealing all ordinances in conflict, and providing effective date.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, Department of Environmental Protection State Revolving Clean Water SRF grant.
Mr. Mayor, we've been notified that we are approved for a $1.2 million grant and loan for the design of the main service collection area for wastewater. If you remember a month or so ago, Midtower was here to talk about the service area facilities plan, and it's all about the sewer lines that are connected and how poor they were. And DEP has heard that, and they said, we'll give you $1.2 million to get it designed, ready to go, and $200,000 of low interest loan. So it's another big step in fixing our infrastructure. It'll come back here in another month or so, and you'll have to approve the loan documents and all that stuff. So,
okay.
Usually it's for 1% or less.
Item number 16, city manager accomplishments.
Well, I always don't like giving year than this out. This is what we've done in the last 3 years. This just tells you what we've done. And it's kind of fun to look back, but you know, Socrates said the secret of change is to focus all your energy, not on fighting the old, but building the new. And so we don't look back, we look forward, and together we're building that new idea, that new framework. And so you all have been extremely valuable in that creation.
Item number 17, resolution number 2021-07. This is the utility rates for the coming budget year up there.
Yes, this is the rates for 21-22. We talked about that first part of August, and basically it's a 10% increase. So it amounts to about 4 cents a day. The average consumer.
And I noticed when I was looking at it, I noticed our base rate goes up quite a bit, but there's other areas where the usage rates actually decrease, which I guess helps the overall impact be lessened. So we need a motion on the resolution.
Mm-hmm. Need a motion for that?
Yes, sir. We need a motion to approve or reject resolution number 2021-07.
What does that mean?
Made a motion. Did you make one? And you want a second?
No, I need to read it first. If you've made the motion,
he made the motion.
Oh, okay.
Agreed by title only?
Yeah.
Okay. Resolution number 2021-07, a resolution increasing the monthly charges for the water, wastewater, and solid waste utility rates for the fiscal year 2021-2022.
All in favor?
Don't
need a second. Oh, yeah, that's right. Need a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Transfer of $150,000 from the wastewater fund to the water fund.
For this last year, the auditors broke out the water, wastewater, and solid waste. The prior years, they had it in one fund. It's a proprietary fund. The year before, they had it broken out in the three separate funds only as a preliminary. Well, they did it this year, and they took all the money from the water fund and put it in the wastewater, which affected, it's going to affect all of our loans and our grants that we've got coming out of the water. So my request is to ship it back. $150,000 from the wastewater to the water where the original signed off.
I'll make a motion to transfer $150,000 from the wastewater fund to the water fund.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? American Rescue Plan.
This is the amount of money that we're going to get from the Coronavirus Local Fiscal Recovery Fund Agreement. It's $903,540. It's payable in half this year, half next year. And it can only be used for specific things, and it's very narrow. And we recommend that we invest in the infrastructure. Keep building. We don't have to seek other grants or other debt.
So roughly we're going to be getting what, about $450,000?
About $450,000 this year and $450,000 next year.
That money, since it can be used on infrastructure, that money can be used in part to pay loans, couldn't it, for infrastructure?
No, they're not going to let you do that part. Okay. They'll let you replace lift stations or things. Yeah, they're not going to let you repay loans.
Well, what I was going to add is the loans that we're getting specifically for infrastructure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hey,
Need towards like roads or anything like that? No.
Like what?
Like roads. No.
No.
Okay, gotcha.
They specifically talk about water, wastewater, or broadband.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, make sure I understand what you're saying.
No.
Okay. So we need to make a motion to accept the money?
And to use it for infrastructure.
Okay. I make a motion that we accept the money from the American Rescue Plan Action and authorize the city manager to sign the document and be used for the infrastructure.
Second.
Of city level.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, moving on. Report from the city attorney.
I don't have anything additional, thank you.
Thank you. And the city manager.
You have my monthly report, and we're in the process of getting ready for our public hearing for the budget, which will be September 14th.
September
14th, and then adopt on the 21st, something like that. We're looking to, once the wetlands gets done, and we deal with that in Springfield, we're looking at moving into making that industrial park with your approval. The water meters are all in, the grants closed, and we successfully walked away from that. So, other than that, that's all I got.
Commissioner Sermon, you got anything for us?
Yes, sir.
Commissioner Redmond?
Our next farm share should be September the
11th.
11th.
What is that? Saturday, September.
Saturday, yes. They were sorry that they were unable to make it this month for us, but we've had other agencies come through for us this month, so the city, I think the people were able to.
Yeah, the community page posted the
fellowship Baptist and Rayford gave something, and Christ Central, they did. That's all I have.
Commissioner Beasley, I don't have anything. Commissioner Steele?
I have nothing, sir.
The only thing I've got is, if anybody knows anybody who lives inside the city of Lake Arthur, preferably somebody who owns property in the city of Lake Bowman, that would have any interest in serving on the Historical Preservation Board, if you would please refer their name to me, I'll be more than happy to talk to them, let them know what it's all about, and hopefully gain some interest in it. We have three people, we need five. And if we get five or more interested parties, then I think the city manager will bring that to us to vote on to approve or disapprove the appointees. Other than that, I've got nothing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
$2.50 per photo.
I'll give you $2. I have it, but all I got.
the budget.
The cat lady email?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you a kit.
No, I don't need a kit. No.
Okay. Here's an idea. Cat lady broke the
process. Thank you.
Yeah, but you just sit there looking pretty.
I don't do anything.
Okay, guys, please sign.
You do something for us.
Walk over for us.
Thanks, no problem.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Got a great camera.
What's the picture for, Gary?
Huh?
What's the picture, just?
Memorializing this year's new officer.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Doesn't really matter, does it?
No, just when there's somebody sent on one.
Oh, that's it.
Yes?
Thank you, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Tracy, I figured you were gonna take the picture.
I forgot the camera.
You're the media.
Thank you, sir, no problem.
Just for another month. Oh, geez.
Everybody?
Do you turn it off early?
No, you just fine.
Hey, I'm going where. Gotta get a picture to it.
Can we get a picture? You know what, I'm asking.
Don't worry, wherever you say, for an hour. What the budget, the bid we have.
Oh, okay.
Permission.
Yeah, you can play.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lord.
Because the only part that's public is what happened.
All right, hey, Jim, sit right there.
Y'all got to get together.
Sit right there.
And now, you know what now?
Sit by the bridge.
Oh, yeah, she gave me a lesson last time I saw her. She said, have you learned how to take a picture?
Yeah, sit right there.
Well, I'm trying to get you to smile, so I can know.
This is for.
Oh, okay, so you're gonna let me.
So I don't make a motion.
Oh, yeah, but he was jabbing, the funny jabbing.
I don't wanna work.
Oh.
Swallow the chair. Man, waiting on Fred to get all broke back in.
As always.
I am smart.
Well, you know what, you're the same kind.
Yeah, that was good.
That way you could get, you know.
I would sure prefer to stand.
Sure.
That way we can solve that problem.
So I'll go wherever I'm placed.
The dude that's standing by was. Fred came walking up, I didn't realize, I probably needed to wear coats.
Oh, no, I don't know, I mean, I.
I'm surprised you didn't bring Santa hat.
I didn't wear a hat too, because I didn't want to mess up my day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we get this down so I can get out of here?
Yeah, well, I don't know what that's taking so long here. Look at that. Hey.
Have some patience, Fred, have some patience.
We get a professional job.
I do have a lot of that, but I do have a lot of patience.
Well, what I want to see is if he can push the button and get around here fast.
Oh, there's a timer. I'm pretty sure he has a timer.
Yeah, he's got a timer, let's see.
Please.
Do you think he's smart enough to use it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I don't do that.
I would say that he is.
David, you're definitely smart enough. You took off the lens cap cover. I probably would have thought to do that.
Oh, shit, hold on.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Wow.
Here we go.
Jeez.
See, we ain't paying them enough to get some comment.
All right, we'll fall.
Don't fall.
Maybe you need to sit down. You do have it on video when he does.
I was just testing just to see.
Okay.
So that was just kidding?
That was just kidding because I'm not there.
I should have been in the middle.
Why?
Right to see you.
I can't see you now.
Oh, here he comes.
Hurry up, hurry up.
There he comes.
He's on his way.
Yeah,
he's going to stop. He's going to mess around. It's going to go off. He's
got the no, it's not going to go off. I got a remote.
He has a remote.
Yes.
Oh. And he's got to take out his little
bag. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's a little bag.
Can we move down this way?
You're supposed to sit down.
So we can call him a bag.
Oh, I'm sit down. I can stand. Stand.
We can call him a bag.
Let's do a little buzz with y'all. Everybody ready?
Uh-huh. I'm smiling. Wait for Jack to smile.
I'm smiling.
That's it.
All right, smile me because I wasn't ready and she went to it.
Okay, we're smiling. Cheese.
Oh, all right, let me look and see what.
See what it's about.
It's going to take another hour just to get through this.
We're going to do it sitting down, man.
Oh my. It looks good.
Yep, looks good. Okay, hey, and everything.
We're in charity.
And now let me show you.
Well, what if we don't want John to stand up? Want John to stand up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well,
yeah.
If you cut somebody off there.
No. My sister told me. Last time I took a picture, Fred and I was sitting here and going to see.
They parked that in there. Yeah.
Taking pictures.
Oh, no.
Yes, separate.
That's really it.